Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that you are doing well today and not so bothered and bogged down with all the news that is going on. Every time you turn on the news, it's doom and gloom and all this is happening. But you know what? We trust in the Lord. No need for us to fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. God is with us, and don't worry about it. Just keep going forward. Get your house in order. Believe God. Trust in the Lord. Raise your children in the Lord. Be good to your spouse. Do the work of the ministry. Keep it moving. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Bless us with your word. Help us to understand your word and help us to appropriate it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to go back over to the book of John, chapter 10. We left off on verse 21. We're going to read verse 22 through, I believe, 28. Let's look at it. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the tomb in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus has been telling them plainly, constantly showing them through signs and miracles and the word of God, breaking down scripture, all the things that he's been doing, teaching, opening up the blind eyes, doing many different things of healing. And they still don't want to believe because they refuse to believe. Just like today, there's people that refuse to believe. Doesn't stop you from teaching and telling, though, because we are the ambassadors of the Lord and we are ministers of reconciliation. So we are always looking to reconcile mankind back to God, because we do not know what person is going to hear the word. So we tell everyone, we tell them all, and we pray that they receive the Lord. And then we've done our job. That's exactly what we do. So we don't give up hope. There's people that have been praying for their relatives and their children, co-workers. I'm doing it and been doing it for years. But you know what? You can keep going. You don't see any change. You don't see anything happening. You keep doing it anyhow. Be faithful in prayer. Amen. Let's go to verse 25. It says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. I've already told you, if you were my sheep, you would hear my voice. But because you refuse to believe, you're not my sheep. You're not going to hear my voice because you don't want to believe. Let's look at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We are secure in God. And we have to remind ourselves of that. Because as we walk through this daily life, there are mistakes made, there are wrong thoughts, there are wrong deeds, there are things swimming around in our minds. We are tempted on every side, but we continue to walk down the path. Let's go to Philippians 1 and 6. And it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is committed to seeing us face to face, and he is going to continue to work with us and work through us until the day of Jesus Christ. So either we're going to die and he's going to complete the work, or we're going to be raptured and the work is going to be completed then. But God is committed, and he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Means that he can't lie. He can't lie, and he is holding on to us. So therefore, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And things may be going wrong in your life, and you've made mistakes, and things have happened. You think, there's no way I'm going to get back to God. And then next thing you know, you start slipping away from the church, and you don't read your Bible, and then you stop praying because you feel condemned, and you think that you're walking away from God. But let me tell you that he that begun a good work shall finish it. Keep walking. Regardless of what's going on, keep moving forward, because he is going to complete the work. He is faithful. He is a faithful God, and he is going to complete the work. And I am teaching myself right now. I'm preaching to myself, because there are certain things that we do and we think, why can't I just get it right? I continue to fall to the same temptations. But get yourself back up. A just man falls 7 times, but God shall not condemn him. He will not cast him down. So keep moving forward, because God is going to finish this work. We are his sheep. We claim to be his sheep. He has already sanctified us and set us apart. And he is working on us, and he's going to be working on us till he comes and picks us up, either through death or through the rapture. And so we believe God. Amen. Continue to believe God and continue to follow the Lord, no matter what's going on. Craziness going on in the news. You're like, oh my God, what's going on? You lose your job. Oh man, what's going on? How am I going to make it? You know, husband or wife leave you. All kinds of situations happen in our lives. Or we even do things that we know we shouldn't. Keep walking. Lord, help me. Humble yourself, submit yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, and help yourself to finish the work, meaning help him to help you. Stop going down those paths. Amen. Stop going down those paths and believe God. Let's go back to scripture. It says in verse 29 of John chapter 10, my Father, which gave us to him, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We are the children of God. No one is greater than God. Therefore, he will not forsake us nor leave us, because we belong to him. He has bought us with a price. He has redeemed us back. And that's what that means. He has redeemed us back. He has purchased us with his own blood. Therefore, it's a done deal. It's sealed. Amen. It's been sealed. And believe that. I don't care what the enemy tries to whisper in your mind. Believe that. I belong to the Lord, and he that has begun a good work shall finish it in me. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. All in one. Jesus is Lord. He is God. Verse 31, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. So he kept telling them the truth. And now, and even before, they sought to kill him. They wanted to kill him. You know, a lot of people, they just don't want to change. You know, all this news going on about Al-Qaeda and killings and beheadings and shooting people down. You know, this has been going on since the beginning of time. Like I said, the first murder was with Cain. The spirit of murder has been here ever since. People seeking to take other people out. If you don't submit yourself to God, we got a capacity that is beyond anything that we can possibly imagine. And if you yield yourself over to the powers of darkness, we are all capable of some terrible things. That's why we submit ourselves to God. And it is a matter of life and death, and you must do it. Daily submit yourself. Daily crucify that flesh. Don't submit to it. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me on The Word in Me. God bless.